Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you that I have eyes that see.
I thank you that I have eyes that see.
Ears that hear.
Ears that hear.
And my spirit is perceiving.
And my spirit is perceiving.
This message is for me.
This message is for me.
Not just for Joe.
Not just for Joe.
It's for me.
It's for me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to Hosea. Because during the night, that's where he took me. And the focus that he really pressed in is that Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it also includes understanding. Plus, in verse 12b, a spirit of prostitution leads them astray, and they are unfaithful to their God. Those are the two that focused so strongly.
Which chapter?
Chapter 4.
Okay.
Hosea 4:6 first.
Okay.
And then it's 12b, the second part of 12. A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are unfaithful to their God, etc. So I said, Lord, this morning, what do you really want? And he says, well, go back to chapter 3. And everybody's going to think this message is for Joe. The Lord said to me, verse 1, go show your love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another. And is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods, and love the sacred raisin cakes. And we could go on in the whole pile of truth there, but I don't want to go there. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lethic of barley. Then I told her, you are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will live with you. Do you think they had full restoration? No. I truly believe that this woman, she needed attention, and the Lord had provided Hosea as the instrument to give her unconditional love, like Jesus has unconditional love for all of us. Verse 4, for the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones. You know what that means, right? The priesthood use sacred stones to direct the instructions from God so that the instructions that the priests would be able to give to the prophets and the kings was the gift of direction. And it was clear direction. So in that breastplate, the Urim and Thummim was on the inside, which was a small stone, and it would literally flash to give instructions to the tribes of when to go, yes or no, to go forward or backwards, to retreat or go forward and attack. So that's what that means. Without ephod or idol, hear me now. That means that he is forecasting by the Holy Ghost that the nation of Israel would be without clear instructions. Verse 5. Afterwards, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. Now, that's kind of cool because it's a little gift to the nation of Israel, that you're going to go through a lot of manure, but at the end, you're going to be able to have a hunger for God again. And that started in 48. So the nation of Israel is back. People are being brought back into Israel. And, you know, all I can tell you is this. I went to Israel. Gail was there. We had an awesome time. In fact, I met a lady that just came back from Israel. And it was kind of cool. And I told her I'm ready to roll again. So again, we'll ask the Lord, because from what I understand, she has some pretty good connections. So we'll walk and see what God prepares. That's a sideline, you know, just a little gift there to make you come alive a little bit. Okay? Chapter 4, verse 1. Got it? Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. Who's he talking about? The Israelites. And I believe he's talking to the church. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns. In other words, a lot of things going on in our whole globe, and a lot of it is because of sin. All right? And all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea are dying. But let no man bring a charge. Let no man accuse another. For your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priests. Now, you say, well, that was for then. No, it's for now. Peter tells us that we are priests and kings. We are the intercessors for today. We are the ones that have the accountability to cry out for our sons and daughters. We are the ones that are committed to the Lord, not to listen to our emotions, but to listen to the Spirit of God in us, to go forward in obedience. Again, because you have ignored the law of your God, which is what? The law of love. I also will ignore your children. The more the priests increase, the more they sinned against me. They exchange their glory for something disgraceful. They feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness, and it will be like people, like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution but not increase, because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution, to old wine and new, which take away the understanding of my people. They consult wooden idols and are answered by a stick of wood. A spirit of prostitution leads them away, astray. They are unfaithful to their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops, and they burnt offering on the hills, under oak, poplar, and terebinth, where the shade is pleasant. Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughter-in-laws to adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, because, and I stress this part, remember, the men are the leaders of families, because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice their shrine with shrine prostitutes. A people without understanding will come to ruin. Though you commit adultery, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not go up to Beth Aven. And do not swear as surely as the Lord lives. The Israelites are stubborn, like a stubborn heifer. How then can the Lord pasture them like lambs in a meadow? Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. Even when their drinks are gone, they continue their prostitution. Their rulers dearly love shameful ways. A whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them shame. There is so much in these two chapters that actually this one chapter four, I mean, there's a lot in chapter three too, but I'm looking at the last days. I'm looking at what God has allowed in our country. It's described here. I'm looking at the witchcraft and the prostitution of our leadership throughout. And you can go to Canada and you can listen to what they have to say. And it's just as sick and as tiring as what you see here. So the solution is a whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them shame. It's not you that's going to have to point the finger. Okay? That's not your job. Your job is to point that finger at me, myself, and I, and see what my instructions are from heaven so that I can do what will be pleasing to my Father and to intercede for those that God gives me to intercede for, whether I think they deserve it or not, whether they have accused and abused me or not, that's irrelevant. That is truly, when you and I are going to have a sacrifice of praise, is it when everything is blossoming and it's perfect? No. It's a sacrifice of praise when you are miserable and you're hurting and you're upset and you can't stand yourself or anyone around you, and you say, Lord Jesus, I'm just going to lift you up. I'm going to thank you for those people who abused me. I thank you for those who used me and took advantage of me. I'm going to give you all the glory because I'm not focusing on them, and I am focusing on my job to keep my eyes on you. When I keep my eyes on you, the solution can come in because my channels are open. When I'm feeling sorry for myself, those doors close. And you say, oh, nobody talks to me. The Lord doesn't talk to me. Well, I wonder why. How can you be actually a receptor when you're full of anger or bitterness or resentment or hatred or offense? I don't care what the title is. You see the tools of darkness? Don't submit to them. Come right back and say, okay. Now, yesterday, I went through something, and I said to the Lord during the night, when he woke me up this morning, A1, whatever. And I said, if I keep looking at me, I fall apart. If I look to you, the solution will enter. Mm-hmm. The solution entered. And he began to tell me, are you going to confess what you had a problem with? Or are you going to confess what my son did for you? Now, that's a choice, isn't it? What did my Savior do for me? My appeal is to heaven for what he's about to do in the earth. My appeal is to the King of Kings, who can download to this king, maybe with a small K, and a small priest with a small P, and do what he's called me to do, rather than focusing on my emotions, which will go up and down with the weather. Right now, they're pretty well frozen. But clearly, you know, when Holy Spirit is bringing in his wind to clean out some of this stuff. And that's what you've just described. A whirlwind is on the job, blowing this old stuff away so that we don't focus on what we were or what we justified our anger with or justified our offense. Because again, it's a trap. And we can't afford any more traps. Not anymore. Amen. We can afford to go forward with the one who gave us life.
Amen.
And his name is?
Jesus.
Say it with me. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Give me the grace to focus on Jesus.
Give me the grace to focus on Jesus.
The author and the finisher.
The author and the finisher.
Of what he's doing inside of me. It's not about the neighborhood.
It's not about the
family.
Or the enemies.
It's about me and you.
And our relationship.
To realize what Jesus poured out.
Mercy, grace, and favor.
Right from the cross.
Holding no sin against those who crucified him.
So I'm doing the same.
By an act of my will.
Those who've offended me.
Hurt and abused me.
I purpose now.
Heavenly Father.
Hold no sin against them.
Their knowledge of what happened to them.
And what happened to me.
Is in your hands.
Use it for your glory.
And that spirit of prostitution
that tries to lead me astray,
I bind him today.
And I say, loose and let go.
You will not torment me.
You will not accuse me.
Because the accuser is in the background dancing.
And he's all done his dance.
I say, be gone in Jesus' name.
You have no rights to me.
I have been made righteous
by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Romans 5:9 says, I'm justified
in the courts of heaven.
And that means I'm free.
It's not my activity
that will hold me
or save me.
It's what Jesus did for me.
Hallelujah,
he did it all.
And I'm reaping the benefits.
Grace and mercy
to my spirit, soul, and body.
No sickness is allowed.
No torment is allowed.
No lies will remain.
Holy Spirit will identify them.
And I will cast them out.
In Jesus' name.
So be it.
In Jesus' name,
it is done.
And I receive it.
Hallelujah.
I am a new creation.
Not next year.
I am right now.
A brand new creation.
Hallelujah.
That's it.